The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Welcome back to Hashtag RealPod. Happy Tuesday. I hope yesterday was a great day for you and that the rest of your week is going to be fabulous. I want to talk today about why we care so much what other people think about us. And I am a big hypocrite for recording this podcast because one of my biggest things I need to work on is not caring what people think about me. It's so easy for me to tell other people why they shouldn't care, but then when it comes to me, I worry so much because I'm just like a natural people pleaser and I want everyone to like me and I want everyone to be happy with me and everything I'm doing. So it's really hard for me to let go of that and accept that like people don't like me and something might not go my way or whatnot. So I was just hoping that by kind of creating these tips and coming up with them, that it would not only help me, but hopefully help some of you out there, because I think this is something that everyone struggles with. And we are always going to care, right, what people think about us at the bare minimum, our family, the people we really care about. And I'll talk about that later. But in general, we all just have to stop caring about what people think of us. I'm hoping that you can turn this on after someone says something or before you're about to do a school performance or go into a big presentation or something where you just need that fire up talk about why it is stupid to care what they think. So, without further ado, let's jump into that. The first reason to stop caring what people think is this. Who are they to have a say? Who are they? Honestly, are they super awesome? Is it the president? Is it someone super accomplished? I saw this quote on Instagram a few weeks ago that was amazing, and it said, average attacks excellence. Usually the people that have something negative to say to you, or they're hating, or they're thinking the bad thoughts about you, don't really have any pull or anything that they can really sit back on that gives them credibility. Because think about it, someone whose opinion actually mattered is so busy accomplishing and doing whatever it is they're doing, dominating life, that they don't have time to sit back and hate and tweet you things and send you negative things. So when you're caring about what someone's going to think, like, who are they? Like, who are they to have a say? Average attacks excellence. So no excellent person that's actually doing awesome things is going to be trolling someone and saying mean things. So, you know, just remember that. Who is this person that you're giving so much weight to? And does it actually matter what the mean girl at school thinks about you? Does it actually matter what that guy says when he is like low-key kind of a loser, but he's also popular? I don't know. But just ask yourself, you know, who are they? Who are they to have a say? The second thing that you should think about to help you stop caring about what people think of you is nobody's sleeping on it. No one's sleeping on it. I mean, think about a time you thought someone was stupid or you judged them or you didn't like them. I mean, do you think about it 5 minutes later? Mostly no, right? You have that judgy thought, which obviously we all have, even though we don't want to, and then you move on. Then you're like, oh, what's for lunch? Or where am I going next? And then you go to bed that night doing everything else. Whereas the person who received the mean comment or who thinks that that person doesn't like them is thinking about it all day long, right? I'm someone where if my friend says, oh, so-and-so thought you were kind of cold at the party last night, I was like, what? cold? When? Like, when did we talk? What did I say? And she's like, I don't know. And then my whole night, I'm like trying to think back of what did I do that was cold? And why did they think that? Meanwhile, this person is probably off living their life and they don't even care. And they don't even remember that they even said that I was cold. So just remember, no one's sleeping on it. No one's really thinking about it for that long. And the person that it's consuming the most is probably you for caring what they think when really they forgot their own thoughts. Number three is if you're going to assume, assume the best. We usually don't actually know what someone else thinks of us. Think about the last time you went up to someone and said, hey, what do you think of me? I can't even say that without laughing because we don't do that, right? We just make assumptions that people hate us or they don't like us or they don't think we're cool when really we don't actually know. And we do this in all aspects of our life, right? We create stories, we tell ourselves stories about things, and we decide that this is how it is when we really don't know. So if you're going to assume that everyone on your team thinks you suck and they wish you didn't make it, why don't you assume that everyone on the team is so grateful that you're on the team and everyone must just be having a really bad day and that's why they're being kind of cool, but it has nothing to do with you. Like, come on, think of the best possible case scenario and just convince yourself that that is the case, right? So if you're not going to know what it is and you're just going to create it in your head, make the assumption it's the best case scenario. And a lot of times also, I will just kind of think to myself, I don't really know what that person's life is like. I don't know what their family life is like. I don't know what their personal life is like or their friend life. It could be kind of sucky, you know? It could be not fun to deal with. So then they come to practice or they come to class and they are mean and to me and I think that they hate me. But really, I don't really know what's going on in their life and I doubt it's really me. So if you're going to make assumptions, just one, either remind yourself that you should never make assumptions because it's just not factual and doesn't have any weight. Or two, if you're gonna assume, at the very least, assume the best. Number four, your time is too valuable. It is. I mean, it's your time is too precious to waste thinking about what people think of you, thinking about how many calories is in the bagel, crying over the person that treats you terribly every single weekend, but you take them back anyways. Your time is just too valuable. And I've learned that in so many other aspects of life. I mean, one of the biggest places I learned that was with food. Like my day, there's so many more things to think about than what I can't eat for lunch. And when I realized that and I was able to sort of break free and I was able to have thoughts that were about so many other things that were amazing as opposed to food and what I can't eat and how I look, I just had all this time to have great, positive, uplifting thoughts. So just remember that this time you're spending thinking about someone and how and what they think about you and if they like you or not is time that you could be spending thinking or doing anything else in this world. So if you're at home maybe and you can't stop thinking about what someone said to you or that they don't like you, just remind yourself that your time is valuable and then go play with your pet and say, I'd rather gonna spend these 5 minutes playing with my pet. And then you're gonna start forgetting about it. I'd rather spend these 10 minutes asking my mom how her day was. Whatever that is, sometimes like throwing yourself into another situation allows you to get your mind off of it easier. So another thing you could do is do that with your dog, call a friend, watch a Netflix show, but your time is too valuable to waste on what people think of you. Number five, no one thinks about you as much as they think about themselves. And that's a very common thing. People say it all the time, and it's really true. But let me give you an example because it's crazy how real it is that no one really cares about what we're doing as much as we do. For example, imagine if this group at school or this group at work that is really cool invites you to go to a sports game with them. You're gonna go, and the whole time you might be thinking, oh, do they think I'm cool? Am I funny? Are they happy they invited me? Does that girl, is she happy I'm here? Because usually they don't add people to the group, and now I'm in the group. Like, you're gonna be thinking all night long about what these people think. Now, we're at the game, and there's someone who's getting warmed up to play in the game, and that person has been thinking all day long about if they're gonna play well, and now they're in the game, and they're looking out at you in the stands, and they're thinking, oh, is that person going to think I'm a good player? Are the people in the stands going to think I'm a good player? Meanwhile, the person that that person's looking at is in the stands like, oh, should I go offer to get popcorn? Do they think I'm being fun? Where do I sit? Do I sit next to my friend or do I interrupt? If I sit between these two people, will they be upset? You know? So think about that scenario. In any situation you're in, there's someone else that is thinking about themselves more. And ideally, it would be great to just not think at all, right? And just live and have a great time. But just remember that no one is thinking about you as much as they think about themselves. And especially if you're on a team or if you are in a group of at work or if you are in a class or a club with people, that means it's a group, right? There's going to be at least 10 people, probably more. There's no way on earth that you are the only person thinking about what the rest of the group thinks about you. I guarantee you everyone in that group is thinking about what the group thinks about them. And if you can remember that and realize that people usually care more about themselves, right, and what they're up to, that maybe you will realize maybe they're not really thinking about me. Maybe I can just sort of be in this moment and do what I want to do and what's comfortable for me and be myself and trust that I'm not as much the focus or the center of attention as I am making myself out to be in my head. Number six, as long as your people think good things, who cares what anyone else outside of that thinks? I have been in situations where people who didn't really know me thought A, B, or C, and that they weren't good things. People judge people, they judge strangers, they judge people based on what they do, what they say. So I've had times where people just didn't really know my character and they thought something that I knew was false. And it's frustrating, right? And you can't really stop a rumor and you can't reach out to that person that's five people, you know, the telephone line, like you don't really know them. You can't call them up and say, hey, this is wrong. This is what really happened. So you just have to sit back and say, okay, as long as my people, for me, you know, as long as my best friends and my family know me and they know what kind of person I am and they know what really happened, that's enough for me. And sometimes that has to be enough. Because you cannot get all those other people that have been involved in rumors or friend groups or different schools to really know you. So just focus on the people that really, really matter. And who are those people to you? You know, what do they think? I think it is important to care what those people think. I mean, if you're a person that doesn't care at all what anyone thinks ever, I mean, you could maybe come off as rude. You could be coming off as inconsiderate. Of course, you have to think you have to be polite and a good person to be around. But I think there's a difference between, you know, you want your family to think you are a kind human being. There's obviously times where people care so much about what their parents think of them in the sense of, am I successful in my career or whatnot? And I don't think those are thoughts you should be giving power to your parents in, because you are the only person that can decide like what your passion is and what you're really good at and where you want to spend your time. However, when it comes to your character and who you are as a person and a human, I think that is where you're allowed to care about what people think of you, but only the close people. I could think of, aside from my family, I have probably five people who, as long as those people know me to my core, I'm okay. And that is really a reassuring feeling to me. There's times when I think, oh, what if all craziness goes or this rumor happens or whatnot? And I just remember, you know what? I'm going to have these people and they know me and that's what matters. So as long as your people think the good things, who cares what anyone outside of your circle thinks? Number seven, you can come back from bad. Now, no matter how bad it gets, you can recover. And I say this because obviously some people listening, like maybe you have done something that wasn't great, or you did something out of character, or you made a mistake. We make mistakes all the time. That is why we're human beings. Humans are so imperfect. And I think that's an amazing thing about us and something that we also, as all humans, we like hate, right? We want to be perfect all the time. That is my dog in her collar. Teddy, stop. Okay. You can come back from bad. So no matter how bad it gets, I promise your reputation is salvageable. Your future is salvageable. Like, I think that sometimes we think
this, I remember one time I did this thing in high school and I thought it was going to make me really cool, but it really made me really, really lame. And the next day at school, I was mortified and I was so embarrassed and I just felt like I would never recover, but I did. You know, people move on. This too shall pass. I totally believe in that quote. I think about something that you thought was such a big deal 4 years ago or in middle school or high school that you thought was going to be, you know, I don't know, your end. That really wasn't. And you could probably barely even remember what it was. So no matter what you're going through right now and what the kids are saying about you at school or what your coach or what people have said, I promise you can come back from this. You know, I think what's most impressive to me is not a human being that has had a perfect life and never made mistakes, but it's a human being that has made a mistake and shown tremendous change and personal improvement from growing from that and learning from it. And a lot of people can respect that. It's hard to own up to things we've done. It's hard to just say, I'm sorry. I understand why you might be thinking this or feeling this. I've really messed up. And at the time I thought A, B, C, and I'm wrong. And I'm really sorry. And owning up to what you've done and believing that all you can do now is change and just try not to make that mistake in the future. So I promise it's going to be okay. Just work towards becoming better next time. And you're going to make new friends. You're going to meet new people. You're eventually going to move. You're going to have a new job, go to a new school, whatever it is. And you'll meet people there, people who are willing to love and be friends with the new you and who have also had made mistakes in the past. So no matter what it is that you're thinking, they're thinking about you because of this thing you did, I promise you can come back from bad. And lastly, number 8, listen up to this one, folks. This is the best one. There are still going to be people who hate peaches. There's an amazing quote that one of my friends sent me, and it said, you could be the ripest, juiciest peach in the world, and there will still be people who hate peaches. And the point of this is no matter how amazing or perfect or great you are, there will still be people who just don't like you. And maybe they don't like you because of how great, perfect, and amazing you are, but there will always be people that don't like you. And this has been something I've realized as I have come into adulthood is that some people won't like me. And it's hard for me to understand because I try to be very nice. I try to be helpful. I try to be giving. I try to be everything to make sure people do like me. So when they don't like me, it really affects me. I'm like, what did I do? I was so nice and I offered to do this and I brought cupcakes, whatever. But people just don't like me. It's just a part of life. And if there's people that, if no one dislikes you, I mean, there's something wrong. You know, there's gotta be someone always that's kind of a hater. And that is, I've been hearing recently from people like, if you have haters, it means you're doing something right. You know, you're being vocal or you're being active or you're being so yourself that, of course, there's bound to be someone that dislikes you. And I just think I think there are those people from like high school. I can think of like 2 people, a boy and a girl, that were just angelic humans. And I can't think of people in the grade that would have probably said a bad thing about them. But I also don't think those people were really that happy. I think they were so perfect all the time that I wonder if they actually were happy, you know? And I think that kind of accepting that not everyone's gonna like you kind of frees you of this fear of what people are thinking. Once I say, hey, Victoria, no matter what you do in this life, there's gonna be a handful of people that just don't like you. It's like, okay, now I'm kind of free to be me and free to not worry about people think. Because if I start thinking, oh, what does this person think of me? You know what? That might be one of the people that doesn't like me. You know, that's one of them. Whatever. Move on. The other thing is I saw this quote that was literally one of the best things I ever saw. And it said, not everyone's going to think I'm funny and pretty, and that's okay. They're wrong, though. Obviously, it wasn't said. It was a written quote. But when I read it in my head, that's how I read it. Not everyone's going to think I'm funny and pretty, and that's okay. They're wrong, though. I die because it's like, you know what? That quote is saying, hey, not everyone's going to like me, but I like myself. And that, at the end of the day, is the most important thing. So if you can focus on what you think of yourself, are you saying positive things? Are you one of your best friends to yourself? Are you self-compassionate? You know, that's what matters. And I am hoping to take this on with me through my week and remind myself that I don't care what people think of me. I'm just going to unconditionally be myself. And there's also some fun ways you can try this out. If you have a talent show or if you have an opportunity to lead an activity or say something or invite someone to lunch, do it. And just kind of dive into this uncomfortability. So lastly, I'll just sum it up. Here are the 8 reasons to stop caring what people think of you. 1, who are they to have a say? 2, no one's sleeping on it. 3, if you are gonna assume, assume the best. 4, your time is too valuable to waste. 5, no one thinks about you as much as they think about themselves. 6, as long as your people think good things, who cares what anyone outside of that thinks? 7, you can come back from bad. And 8, there's still gonna be people who hate peaches. Thank you guys so much for listening to this quick solo episode. I hope it was helpful. I hope there were some takeaways. I am wishing you the best rest of your week. And remember, not everyone will think we're funny and pretty, and that's okay, but they're wrong.